Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is professional angler Kurt Lytle. And Kurt, you know, gets to the fall of the year, and everybody wants to know, you know, some of the techniques that you guys might use on the trail. Now, lately, everything's been in the springtime, unless you're fishing the opens. But as a fall pattern start to take place, we'd like to know a little bit more about maybe some of the techniques that you would use.
In the fall is the time to go searching. That's the time when the fish can change from week to week, and the weather determines everything. Normally, I look for the hot weather of August to stop sometime at the end of August, early September. I don't want the first cold snap. I want the second cold snap. The first one kind of gets them thinking. The second one makes a move. So when you get the second cold snap is when they really start breaking out of the summer patterns. And you've got to go with an open mind. That might be one of the biggest keys. Open mind and search baits. I want to use top waters in case they're shallow. I want to use medium running crankbaits. I'm not going to go very deep because they've come out of that summer pattern. But I'm going to be looking with spinner baits, crankbaits, lipless crankbaits. Keep your eyes open. And if there's a lot of cover, by all means, worms and jigs. But in the fall, usually lakes are down a little bit, and you're better off just covering water with a spinner bait or shallow running crankbait.
Well, as you get to you know, out of the deep water haunts, you know, a lot of times in the fall, it seems like guys will look for that first bush that may be coming on a point or something like that. Is that some of the things you might look to as well?
I would look with an open mind. I would look at where the fish came from in the summertime and go to the first piece of cover that's up on the shallow water, for example, the first bush, or in a lot of lakes, the first dock, the first laydown maybe, the first channel swing. If you're entering a large creek, the first bank that's got a channel swinging close to it. Good places to all of them are good places to look. But go with an open mind, because later in the month, usually after about 2 or 3 weeks of that cooler weather, they've gone from the front of the creeks all the way slap to the back of them. So obviously, as soon as they start making that move, you have to keep moving with them. It's fairly common to go out and catch 5 or 6 fish in a day's time and not have any of them be within a half mile of each other. For me, I fish fast. I'll cover miles and miles in a day. I don't mind that. It works well for me because I'm not looking for big concentrations of fish. You're not going to find a big concentration of fish until the weather really starts cooling down. When the weather starts cooling down, they back off out of their feeding areas and they start looking for winter homes. But if we're talking about fall, they're scattered. They're everywhere. You can catch them on buzz baits. You can catch them on jigs. But you've got to keep an open mind for where they're going to be, how far back in the creeks. And a lot of it could be weather dependent. If the wind blows on one side, if it blows east to west, and one side of the creek's got wind and the other side's in the lee of the wind, I'll definitely go to the windy side because the fish are looking for a feeding opportunity. So adjust your baits according to the cover and go with it.
You know, you talk about jigs, you talk about spinner baits, you talked about top water, buzz baits, some of those kind of things. And, you know, in the fall, if you remember, a lot of times that water's cleared up a lot. It may be, you know, a place where you're going to see a lot of shad activity, a lot of bait fish activity. Do you match that hatch, or maybe do you throw something a little bit different? What are the color combinations you might use?
If I see a lot of bait fish in the water, I'm scared because I can't give them something as good as what they've got. So I'm going to trigger them with some other type of a presentation. Matching the hatch isn't something I like to do in the fall because there's so much bait present in the fall. So matching the hatch is not typically going to work. If the bait fish are 2 inches long or 3 inches long, I'm going to give them something that's 4 inches long. I'm going to give them something that they're going to see as different and perceive differently. But if the water's too clear, I look for dingy. If the water's dingy, I'm going to try to look for clearer water. It's not like the spring or summer where you can have a hard, solid pattern that'll last for a couple of weeks before it changes. In the fall, your patterns will usually last a couple of 3 or 4 days, and that's it. So you've got to really go with an open mind. It's a good test of the best, because you can't go out there locked in. You've got to go out there and be able to adapt and be versatile enough. Your versatile fishermen catch fish best in the fall.
Let's talk, you know, we talk about color a little bit, and you talked about that kind of in a sideways manner. You said, hey, you know, I'm not going to match the hatch. Usually you're talking about the grays, talking about the blacks, some of those. But you mentioned a very valid point, I think, is the fact that maybe that little bit bigger size, maybe that little bit different color is what that fish will key on.
Size is more important than color, typically. If the fish are used to seeing nothing but bait fish that are silver or grayish, I'm going to throw them something chartreuse, just because you can't trick them on what they're used to eating. They eat those things 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they know what you're throwing. They know it's not real. So there will be times that you can trick them, but if there's a lot of bait, I don't try to match it. I will actually try to fish away from the bait if at all I can, because the fish are scattered out. I mean, you can catch them just about anywhere to some extent. I'm looking for speed of retrieve, and I'm looking for areas of the lake that other people might bypass. If there's a straight clay bank that's a mile long and doesn't have any laydowns on it, that's the time of year to fish it, because the fish will move there simply because nobody else is there. The wind puts the bait fish there. The fish may be just passing through, but other bass fishermen probably aren't going to fish it if it doesn't look very good. Great bank to run a buzz bait down. Great bank.
What about schoolies? You know, this time of year you start seeing them bust. I mean, are you one of these guys that might try to hit the schoolies? And what would be some of the baits you'd look at there? Would you use the same combinations?
Schooling fish are so variable. I mean, really only about 10% of the lakes across the country have a really viable schooling population. Most lakes just don't get it. I wouldn't look for schooling fish to be that important, because most of the time they're not the right fish. If you're fishing in a tournament, typically we're looking for 3-pound fish. Schooling fish maybe a pound and a half to 2 pounds, and that's fine. If you can catch a limit of fish real early in the morning and then go looking for 3-pound fish, that's great. That way you know you're bringing in 5 fish. But I wouldn't spend too much time keying on it.
You know, it seems like as you look at this thing, and the more people get better at fishing, at bass fishing in particular, it's those little subtleties that you talk about that make the difference. And, you know, how much of the time do you take a flipping stick out, or how much of the time do you do things like that?
If you ask me about a flipping stick, I take a flipping stick out about a third of the time. Now, in the fall, a little less, simply because there's less cover in the water typically. Boy, I've always got one around, though. The flipping stick is what I've started my career with, and I've had my absolute best finishes with the flipping stick, so I've got to keep it around. But fall is time to be different. The fall is the time to be more versatile and get all your baits out there. Great time for topwater. Buzz baits typically are to me, really, they're more seasonal in the spring. They've got more often on days in the spring, but they're much more consistent throughout the fall. Buzzbait is an outstanding search bait in the fall. Even if they don't take it in, but rather if they just slap at it, that's good enough. That tells me where I'm going to start next, and it tells me where that fish was located at. So I can cover several miles with a buzzbait, and if they're in one little section, that's all I need to know. Maybe the rock bottom is different. Maybe the current's moving around the point different. Maybe there's something there that I don't even know and can't possibly perceive, because I'm a human. I don't live in the water. And that tells me where the fish lives, so I can slow down and fish a Carolina rig maybe, or slow roll a spinnerbait, which is not something I'd normally do in the fall. Normally I'm still fishing the spinnerbait fast or high up in the water column. Searching and then slowing down is the real bottom line in fall fishing.
I got two things I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to pick your brain a little bit. One is that crankbait fishing in the fall, you know, has a place, and a lot of times it's shallow diving, you know, maybe along a blowdown or, like you said, that rock bottom. That's one question I got. Are you using a crankbait at all? The other question I have, do you do anything special with that buzzbait? Is there anything that you do, or is there a special brand you like to throw?
I use a variety of buzz baits, but what I want is I want one that squeaks, or I want one that clatters. Now, if I'm fishing around heavy cover, grass especially, usually, unless your wood's real thick, I'm not that concerned about it. But around heavy grass, I really want a clattering buzz bait, and I want a squeaking buzz bait in open water. And that's what I said earlier about being different and teasing the fish. The squeaking buzz bait is different than anything they see all year, and they come kill it in the fall. And I have seen the snowflakes flying in December, and they love that squeaking buzz bait. So it's about my favorite time to throw a buzz bait. They kill it. They just kill it.
Well, you got this buzzbait thing done. You got me ready to go fishing. But, you know, and we mentioned a crankbait a little bit, and one of the things I've noticed with a lot of the pros is they use that as a search bait maybe, and you're talking about being able to dial them in with that buzzbait. Is that something you do as well?
Either way, the buzzbait and the crankbait I approach the same way. I fish it fast. I find the concentrations of fish. If there are concentrations, I find out the general area that they're hanging out in, and then I'll slow it down. Or I'll speed it up, or I'll upsize or downsize. Same's true for buzzbaits and for spinnerbaits and for crankbaits. Crankbaits, in the fall, they've seen so much fishing pressure throughout the summer, you've usually got to do something different. By that, I mean banging into the cover. It's more important in the fall than it is in the spring. In the fall, I use general shad-type colors up until about 50, up until the water drops to about 55 degrees. When it drops below 55, I go more toward the crayfish colors. They're fattening up after the water gets really cool, and crawfish are an excellent source of fat so that the fish can build up their reserves throughout the winter. So they feed heavy on crawfish. Mostly the key is bouncing the bottom.
I'm Terry Brown, and that's Bass Fan Radio.